As I mentioned, this is our Advent morning of recollection, and the first part of the recollection is the Mass. So we're going to reflect for this part on the scriptures and on today's saint, and then in the second part we'll reflect more specifically on the theme: rejoice in hope, be patient in affliction, persevere in prayer. Well, the liturgy today has sometimes been referred to as the Elijah Mass, and that makes sense to us because both the first reading and the Gospel speak very much about the prophet Elijah. In fact, the pattern that we're so used to in Advent has been broken here. The pattern is, the first reading is from Isaiah, a prophecy from Isaiah, and then the Gospel is the fulfillment of the prophecy. But on this day, the Elijah Mass, the first reading comes from the book of Sirach, a little summary of the whole mission of Elijah and a description of the expectation that he would return before the coming of the Messiah. So that's the first reading. And then in the Gospel, the disciples ask Jesus about this very tradition. What about Elijah? Why did the scribes say that Elijah must come first? So to reflect on this, we have to think a little bit about Elijah. He's an extraordinary man, and he had a very unusual mission. He was sent to proclaim the word at a time when the word was not very welcomed, and he did a number of amazing miracles. But what's most striking about Elijah, perhaps, is that at the end of his life, instead of being put to death by the people, which is what most prophets suffered, instead of being put to death, he was taken up to heaven in a whirlwind, in a whirlwind of fire, in a chariot with fiery horses, or some kind of a mystical disappearance of the prophet Elijah. So this makes him unique in the Old Testament. There's nobody like Elijah who just was taken up to heaven in this fiery, mystical experience. And then the tradition was, and in fact the scripture said, that Elijah will come back. He went up, he's going to come back. He's going to come back to finish his work, to prepare the way for the coming of the Messiah. So that was well established in the Jewish tradition. The disciples, who have just seen Jesus transfigured on the mountain, and who have become aware that Jesus himself is the Messiah, think about this tradition and say, well, if the Messiah is here, what about Elijah? What happened to that writing that Elijah would come first? And so that's why they asked Jesus about him in the Gospel here. And we know the answer is a little bit mysterious, because there's the prophet Elijah himself, and then there's the fulfillment of the Elijah mission, which is taken on by John the Baptist. So in one sense, we're talking about one person, Elijah. In another sense, we're talking about two people, Elijah and John the Baptist. Or if you want to extend it a little bit, because Jesus himself fulfills the role of Elijah, talk about three people: Elijah, John the Baptist, and Jesus. Well, let's slow down a little bit and think about Elijah, actually about the role of the prophets in general. Elijah is one of the greatest of the prophets, and Saint John the Baptist is the greatest of the prophets. So we have to understand what a prophet is and what he's supposed to do. A prophet is someone who speaks for the Lord, a spokesman of the Lord. Very often we think of prophets as those who are foretelling the future. They tell us what will happen, and then sometimes they do. But more often, they're telling us about what God wants us to know now. And sometimes it's because if we don't know or we don't respond to God's word now, then the future will be dire for us. We'll be facing bad consequences for not following the Lord. So very often, prophecies of the future are conditional. If you don't respond, then you're going to suffer for it. There'll be bad consequences for it. So the prophet's real mission is not just to talk about what will happen, but to talk about what should happen now. And that's why the prophets are always calling us back to the Lord, calling us to conversion, calling us to fidelity, calling us to leave aside all these distractions and sinful ways so that we can receive the blessing God has for us. Now, prophets are always opposed. It's quite striking when you see the whole tradition of the prophets. They're always opposed. You would think that spokesmen of God, holy men, people with a message of salvation would be welcome, but they're not. And they are by some, of course. But very often they are rejected even violently. Why is this? This is something for us to reflect on now, because I think nowadays people don't think much about Elijah. If this weren't the Elijah mess, you probably wouldn't think about Elijah. And it's true, Elijah is a figure from way back in the past. But this pattern of rejecting the spokesman of God is right in our own day. Why is it that the messengers of God are rejected? Because their message is a challenging one. People who are set in their own ways or who are attached to their own sins do not want to be told anything about changing. And if you tell people enough times, it's time for you to change, or you really have to change, they're going to react against you, negatively, violently against you. In the case of Elijah, he was threatened with death by the queen, Jezebel, and her husband, Ahaz. If the Lord hadn't protected him and provided for him, he would have been put to death just like the other prophets. But what I want to highlight here for our own reflection is this tendency to resist the word of God, which is part of our fallen nature. To resist the word of God, to reject anyone who is presenting the word. We should be aware of this, because if we don't pay attention to it, we'll fall into the same pattern and we'll miss the opportunity. In fact, the whole season of Advent is a wake-up call so that we don't fall into this pattern of rejecting or missing the moment of grace. That's why we have the prophets. Okay, so that's a little background. Now, when we come to what Jesus says about Elijah, he says, Elijah has already come, and they did not recognize him, but did to him whatever they pleased. That's a clear reference to John the Baptist, and the apostles realize, oh, he's talking about John the Baptist. They didn't recognize him, they did whatever he pleased. So the common people, very many of them, did recognize John the Baptist as a prophet, and they followed. But the leaders didn't. They resisted the idea that this man, John, was speaking the word, and they rejected him. And then finally, as you know, King Herod is the one who was so disturbed by John's message that he had to convert, that with the connivance of Herodias, his fake wife, John was beheaded. What Jesus is saying here is that the prophets are going to continue to proclaim the message, and they're going to continue to be opposed, and yet God's plan is not defeated, because this is what he says. This is what happened to Elijah, this is what happened to John the Baptist, and so also will the Son of Man suffer at their hands. That's a prophetic statement. Jesus is saying he also will be violently opposed. So that's just the way it is. That's the way it is in a world of resistance to God. Those who stand up for God or speak for God or follow God, who represent God, they will be opposed. We will all be opposed if we're faithful. We will all have opposition. But we should not be intimidated by that, because God's plan is not defeated by the resistance of those who don't accept. God's plan is not defeated. In fact, God brings about a victory even through the trials. So Elijah, he does experience a victory and he does continue his mission. Jesus, John the Baptist, he completes his mission, although it looks terrible to us, he completes his mission with absolute fidelity and is taken up to glory. And Jesus too will continue his mission of proclaiming the truth, of proclaiming the gospel, of making known the plan of God, of calling people to conversion, all the way to the end, to the cross. And after his death, he will rise again and continue that mission beyond the opposition of any violent people. So nothing will stop God's plan from being fulfilled. Nothing will stop God's plan, but it doesn't mean that everybody will benefit. Those who oppose will miss the opportunity. So here it is, Advent. We're more than halfway through the season of Advent already. And Advent is reminding us, be ready, be prepared. Don't miss the opportunity. Don't miss the grace. Don't resist the word. Don't treat this season like people treated Elijah or like John the Baptist. Because if you do, then you reap the bad consequences. No, this is a season of hope, a season of challenge, and we're being reminded, okay, rise to the challenge. Rise with a response to God, a response of faith and of humility and of repentance. We're going to continue reflecting on this in the second half of this morning. Rejoice in hope, be patient in affliction, persevere in prayer. But for now, let's ask the intercession of John the Baptist and Elijah, and also of today's saint. That's right, that's what I meant to talk about, is John of the Cross. John of the Cross is also a prophetic character. Maybe we'll talk about him a little bit later. But John of the Cross, who was given a mission of reforming the Carmelites, of calling them to a greater fidelity, he was violently opposed. They put him in a kind of a dungeon for 9 months. His own brother priests and monks were so opposed to him that they punished him severely. But he was not defeated. He discovered in that moment of opposition, persecution, he discovered even more deeply the power of God, the love of God, the beauty of God's ways. And so he became a spokesman for the victory of the cross, the glory of the cross, the triumph of the cross. So we'll get back to John later this morning, but this is how it works. God sends people, he sends us. Those whom he sends will be opposed. It will seem like they're defeated, but in the end, no. God is victorious because his good plan is not going to be stopped. He's not going to give up on his good plan for us, no matter what we do. And only those who open their hearts to it will get the benefit of it.